And we would like to bring to the stage Youngevity's first. There's only one first. The first ambassadors of Youngevity, Tom and Denise Chenault.
This is awesome. Look at this. 2,000 people. 2,000 people. I've never had my own little mic. I'm usually trying to steal it from Tom. I feel like Katy Perry. But this is what 2,000 people looks like. And what's just flipped out is when you think about what it's going to feel like next year when you all bring 10 people. And we'll have 20,000 people in here to hear the message that you all heard this weekend. So I'm going to draw a little picture for you. Who's here who are in their first year to 2 years of Youngevity? Raise your hands. Unbelievable. That's like 80% of the room. So this is so cool because I'm going to draw a little picture of what your life is going to look like in 2 years. Are you ready? Okay, so you got to come on. This is not, here's the problem. TV has screwed us up so that whenever somebody gets on stage, you're like, all right, let's see what you can do. You know, come on, entertain me. So this is an interactive thing, right? Energy out, energy back. So come on. So.
I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for her rudeness already. Go ahead.
That's usually my line, right? So in 2 years, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to drive to your work. You're going to walk into your boss's office. You're going to sit down, and you're going to quit your job. You're going to explain that little pyramid scheme thing that you almost got terminated for last year. You're now an entrepreneur, and you're going to be doing that full time. And then you're going to go out to the parking lot. You're going to get into your silver Mercedes that Youngevity has paid for, and you're going to drive home. Oh, no, wait. Actually, first you're going to drive to the bank, and you're going to walk into the bank, and you're going to deposit your coding bonus. And the lady's going to say, will that be checking or savings? And you're going to say, yeah, I don't really care. I get these all the time. Then you're going to drive home. You're going to get the box off your front porch with your new MK dress. You're going to slip it on, and you're going to go to the best restaurant in town. And you're going to sit down with your four closest friends, and you're going to plan what your life is going to look like when you're making $1 million a year in just a couple of years. How does that sound? That is what's going to happen. And it's going to happen if you take what you've learned this weekend and you actually apply it to your life. It's those daily habits that you do over a period of time that's going to make a difference in your life. So what do you got, Tom?
What do I got, Tom? You know, I don't prepare, so it's pretty.
It's a nightmare.
So she just said something that... On January 15th of 2010, our volume in this company was one leg and $500,000. We stand here before you today with 12 strong legs and volume of over $6.5 million a month. So if you guys have stood around and heard people say to you, Tom Chenault and Denise Chenault are just lucky, and they just ride on the shoulders of people, you are 110% right. And there's some shoulders in this room that you guys never hear about that we've ridden on for a long time. Todd Smith, Blake Graham, you've heard of them. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of Roger Roberts. He was a pioneer, an unbelievable guy, Richard Renson's best friend, winner of the Iditarod. loved these products with all of his heart, and he died last week. And he needs to be remembered, just like Char Murphy and her sister Marjorie. Just like Bob and Judy Bell. Just like Richard Renton, Andy and Phyllis Anderson and Lisa Barney, and Sandy Ellsberg and Erlene Downey and Craig Walcott, and Joanne Conaway and Ted and Angela Sariano and Milan. Because those people were around at the very beginning when this wasn't easy, when we didn't have these jackets or this recognition. And it's so easy to take credit for all this stuff, but I'll tell you, the credit goes to every one of you people, whether you started yesterday or you started 17 years ago, and you fought through your fear to make a stand for people's health and to stand behind Dr. Wallach. I love you for that. Denise and I almost didn't come to this convention. 2 days ago, we weren't coming. Our little boy is in big trouble, 23 years old. And every one of you have family issues like that that are 10 times more important than any convention or any paycheck. But I want you to think about Steve and Michelle Wallach and their family. Not only do they have problems with those kids, they also have a problem with their dad. I mean, we are nothing but maniacs. And what I love about Steve and Michelle Wallach is no matter what you do to shoot them, you are going to be in trouble for a while, but you're always welcomed back home. That's a good thing. And most of you are going to break some rules to get to the top of longevity.
Oh, Tom.
You're going to break some... You think this microphone's live? It's not.
You can move.
I had forgotten about that.
You're mic'd up. You're like Katy Perry.
Yeah,
Tom.
Pretty cool now. But the fact is, what does it take to make $1 million a year? It takes all you got. I've watched Corey Gold give everything he's got on his 15th level. I've watched this guy drive his car. I talked to a guy from another company a couple of days ago. He says, I can't believe it. Corey Gold drives for 2 hours every week to come down and honor my team. It's gonna take everything. Cheryl Morley was not kidding when she said what it took for her to get to where she got. But remember one thing. You're all going, well, if I had a room full of 20 people and I could get somebody at the UN, I'd go to that meeting too. She didn't know that. She didn't know the lady. And every one of you know that person who knew the person at the UN. Steve Wallach talked about getting Stedman Graham engaged in longevity. And he talked about a book called The Power of Who. He read that book. And as he read that book, he realized that there was nobody on this planet he couldn't connect with inside of the group of people he already knows. And it's something I know. I don't know everybody, but I know you, and I know you know everybody. So let's stop. That's cool. Let's stop playing it small. Let's start calling people and taking responsibility for the message of Dr. Wallach, the message of longevity. We've got time, health, and money to give to this planet, and we need to take the responsibility that we do it right now. And we don't, hold it for a second, hold it. We don't just do it like the UN. Heck with the UN. I don't want to know about the UN. Don't tell me about the UN. Tell me about your family. Tell me about your next door neighbors. Tell me about your town. Tell me about your community. You take care and you take responsibility for that, and everything else is going to take care of itself. Right,
awesome.
Honey?
It's so awesome. Yeah.
I went to a meeting yesterday about the international. And I'm a judgmental bad guy.
No,
I hate to break
sir,
it to
Tom.
You. I always think I'm the only one working.
That's true.
That's true. And I'm always
he
like pointing my
that.
Fingers.
Not that it's true.
You know, I'm always pointing these and I'm never looking at these coming back at me. And I sat with Dave Brisky and Wiley Hurt and Steve Wallach and all of the incredible people from all of our international expansion.
Yeah.
And I heard where we're going and I didn't sleep last night. You guys are all rich if you will get in the game and put that flag in the ground for longevity wherever you are. Bleed it, believe it with all of your heart, and you not only save the world, you get rich. How about that?
Yeah.
Talk about something.
It's so hard. I never know where he's going, so he's like, talk.
I didn't know where I was going. I keep looking at Steve
Wallach.
No, here's
the thing. That's the thing. It starts with you, and it starts in your own community. We get calls from all over. Oh, what about opening up Jamaica? What about opening up whatever? And Nigeria. And the thing is, yes, everybody needs this everywhere. But we got to start where we're open. And first, you got to start in your own backyard. If you can't enroll your family, if you can't enroll your neighbors, if you can't enroll your town, then what's the point of going to Nigeria? Do it here. Start here. Make a difference here.
It makes my underwear expand.
Oh, my God. Seriously, the only reason I do laundry is to try and find...
Shut up. Okay, hold that. Hold that. TMI. Are you kidding me? Oh, wait.
If I could just make a couple of bucks, I'm so happy. Isn't that a great day, though, ladies? You know, when you're doing laundry, you're like, ooh, 20 bucks.
So you guys are clear. Like,
oh, that was worth it.
I thought she was going with that streak thing again.
No,
okay,
no,
good.
Not the racing stripe.
Not the money. But you guys know we have a lot of money. And you know how we get paid an ungodly amount of money. I'm going to tell you a quick story about the money. Mark Jackson, you guys ever heard of Mark Jackson from the Denver Broncos that got that pass for Elway in the drive? Number 80, pretty good guy with the Denver Broncos, kicked the heck out of the Dallas Cowboys. Anyway, and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Who else did he mention?
I think
but
you're
the
safe.
Fact
I don't
of
think
the matter
in
is.
Here. Is Drew in here?
I did. This was the greatest thing. Every time I see Mark Jackson, he reminds me of this. I am at the bank, and I'm talking to Mark Jackson on the phone, multitasking as usual, talking to my banker. And on the speaker, the lady goes, Mr. Chenault, your wire from Longevity for $91,000 came in today. Mark Jackson almost had a heart attack. And now he tells everybody, because you guys have paid us so unbelievably much money, and we didn't earn it. We bought $300 worth of product that month, and we got back that wheelbarrow. And why? Because we put the flag in the ground just exactly like every one of you can do. And you get to buy everything. You can buy airplanes. You can buy Bitcoin. You can buy whatever you want. But the fact of the matter is, you've got to do big things with money.
Yeah.
Big, big things with money. Not only do you have to own your money, you have to do big things with it.
Well,
and
yeah,
the reason
here's
I
the
love
thing,
the
Tom.
Be the Change, the Be the Change Foundation is I'm more proud of that than anything we do.
Sunshine Brisky.
So we want to tell you a story. And you have a choice of who tells you the story. I'm going to tell
it. Hi, I heard Denise. I heard that. Did you hear that? I heard it.
She's going to tell you a true story, and I'm going to tell you a better story. It's the same story, but I'm going to tell it better.
No, we'll tell it together.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
We're down in Brisbane, Australia with Ken Smith. Where's Ken Smith? Raise your hand. Awesome human being.
Raise a crutch. Where are
you,
Ken?
Right, love him. So we're down there, and we're staying at this hotel, and we call the cab, and the cab comes. Our bags weigh like 12,000 pounds apiece. My bag weighs like a pound, and hers is 11,999. But guess who carries...
It was only one bag, though. I only took one bag.
But I carry him around. So I look like a lunker, and here's the deal. So this cabbie jumps out of the car, and he literally leaps out of the car. He's a little leprechaun. He's like Dr. Wallach, and he grabs those two bags, and he throws them in the back of the cab, and he is like on fire. So I go, we're in the car, and he goes, hello. We go, hello. And I go, how are you? He says, fine. I go, where are you from? He goes, Roma. I go, why the hell is Roma? And I go, what is, he goes, Roma. I go, what is Roma? Denise goes, Rwanda, Tom.
That's my part-time job is.
How about a Rwanda guy with an Australian accent? That's impossible. Keep going.
It is. Yeah, so we asked. I love cab drivers. Everywhere I go, I talk to cab drivers because they're always, most always, they're immigrants, you know, and they have very interesting stories. And that's what you're driving around. They love to talk. And so.
So do you. We have 2 minutes.
Oh, TikTok. All right. So I used to say to my kids, you know, quick like a bunny. So we start talking to this guy, and we go, well, do you go back to Rwanda? And he said, I haven't been back. And we said, well, why not?
He said he wanted to go back, and he said, I want to go back
there
one of these
days. The only reason I would go back to Rwanda
is to show my son where I was born.
There we go.
Thank you.
And we said, well, is your family still there? Actually, Tom said this because I was...
He's interested, not interesting.
I was putting some things together, and he said, no, they're all dead. Because in 1994, 1 million people died over 100 days. From April to July, 1 million people were slaughtered in Rwanda in 1994. And his entire family of 24 were massacred. And he
watched his
father pay the guy who was going to kill him. He paid him money to be shot and not killed by machete.
Which saved the little boy.
And so he spent his life going from refugee camp to refugee camp. And he finally was able to immigrate to Australia. And he was so thankful.
Married, nursing school, most
married
grateful.
With kids. And had such an unbelievable spirit.
But the punchline is...
What I love about human beings is their resiliency. And he was so excited that we were from the United States. He said, oh, I can't wait to go to Texas. And we said, Texas? Why Texas?
Not... He said, Joel Osteen. I go, what? Joel Osteen. I go, what? He goes, I got to see Joel Osteen. He's from Texas. This guy, I mean, the hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now thinking about this guy. This guy still loves God and Jesus at that level after that his life's dream is to see Joel Osteen. Is that amazing enough?
It was amazing. And his attitude and his compassion after everything that he's gone through, his compassion to other human beings was extraordinary.
So here's the part about having money to do the right thing with.
Break the news.
We are sending he and his wife to Texas to see Joel Osteen. Let's go. Out of here.
I gotta get my notes. We love you guys.